Saudara pendengar, kebutuhan keluarga yang bisa memberikan perumahan, kasih sayang dan keamanan bagi anak-anak asuh semakin bertambah besar. Menyambut kedatangan seorang anak dari komunitas budaya atau bahasa Anda ke dalam rumah tangga Anda juga membawa banyak manfaat. Dan pengasuh dari latar belakang budaya beragam juga diminati. Lalu, bagaimana caranya untuk dapat menjadi pengasuh? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Bauger. Anak-anak berada di rumah asuhan biasanya bukan karena kesalahan mereka sendiri. Mereka sering disalahgunakan, terbengkelai, atau ditinggalkan oleh orang tua mereka. Keluarga mereka mungkin juga sedang sakit atau berada dalam krisis, membuat mereka tidak dapat merawat anak-anak itu untuk sementara waktu itu. Pada saat itulah dibutuhkan pengasuh anak-anak asuhan. Mereka bisa memberi pertolongan sementara sampai keluarga anak-anak itu dapat kembali berdiri sendiri. Sharon Brody bekerja untuk Fostering New South Wales, yaitu sebuah inisiatif pemerintah yang memberikan informasi dan mendorong orang untuk menjadi pengasuh anak-anak asuhan. Ia mengatakan bahwa banyak orang bisa menjadi pengasuh anak-anak asuhan itu.
First of all, you must be either an Australian citizen or a permanent resident in Australia. You have to be in good health and you need to be able to obtain clear working with children and national police checks. Aside from that, you can be single, married or in a de facto relationship. You can own your own home or be renting. You can be working or not working. So it's really open to a wide variety of people as long as you fulfill the initial criteria. Generally, most agencies will require that you are over the age of 21.
Persyaratan lain adalah Anda memiliki kamar kosong di rumah Anda karena penting bagi anak-anak yang berasal dari keluarga dalam situasi yang menantang memiliki ruang yang aman yang bisa mereka anggap sebagai tempat mereka sendiri. Saat ini, terdapat kekurangan keluarga pengasuh anak asuhan di seluruh Australia. Gasa Nojem adalah manajer operasi untuk International Settlement Services, bagian perawatan di luar rumah. Ia mengatakan mereka sedang mencari pengasuh dari semua latar belakang.
We need carers to take care of children who are vulnerable from many communities. We need carers who are able to open their hearts, their homes. So the message is mainly we need carers from different backgrounds, from different communities. We need professional carers who are able to take care of children from traumatic background. We need carers who come from educational background. We need carers who come from medical background, like nurses. We need carers who are housewives. So we need carers from many, as well, from many backgrounds, from many cultures to meet the needs of different children.
Meskipun mengasuh anak ini bisa memakan waktu panjang dan bisa berakhir dengan adopsi, namun sebagian besar hanyalah untuk jangka waktu pendek saja. Sebagian wali akan menerima anak-anak di rumah mereka untuk periode hanya beberapa hari sampai beberapa bulan. Sharon Brody dari Fostering New South Wales mengatakan bahwa tujuan utama mereka adalah untuk mencoba menyatukan kembali anak-anak itu dengan keluarga mereka.
The first option for any child coming into care should be to try and restore them back to their birth family, because children do best when they're connected to their own family networks. So government is now working very closely with families to help them get to a point where they can actually have children back living with them safely and happily, and supporting them to do that. So what that means is that we need short-term carers who are able to support that process. Now, short-term could be anything up to 18 months, maybe even 2 years.
Jadi, jika Anda berpikir untuk menjadi pengasuh, bagaimana caranya? Sharon Brody mengatakan hal pertama yang harus dilakukan adalah menghubungi badan pengasuh dan mengajukan aplikasi.
Once you've made that application, there's a period of training and assessment that can take anything from 3 to about 6 months, where the agency will work very closely with you on all aspects of being a foster carer. They'll come out and see you in your home, make sure that everything's child safe, obtain all of your background checks and documents, and just really take you through what you can expect and what the process is, and check suitability and what type of care is going to fit in with your lifestyle.
Setelah mendapatkan izin untuk menjadi pengasuh, lembaga ini akan memberikan dukungan bagi Anda selama proses selanjutnya.
You would be assigned a caseworker, and some agencies actually have a separate support worker as well to support carers. There's usually a 24-hour line that you can ring if you've got any difficulties at all, and they will work very closely with you to make sure that you have all the support you need. So that means access to respite care if you need it, other training that you can attend around specific topics of interest, maybe providing very trauma-informed care or basic sort of parenting skills, whatever it is that you feel that you need to support you through that process.
Beberapa agen atau lembaga di seluruh negara ini khusus untuk perawatan pengasuh multibudaya.
It's really important that children are placed within families who can support their cultural, religious and traditional practices to make them feel a sense of belonging and so that things don't feel so strange to them, you know, because obviously being taken from your own family for whatever reason can be very traumatizing for a child.
Ghassan Nojim juga menjelaskan bahwa menempatkan anak dalam keluarga yang berbicara bahasa mereka atau berbagi budaya mereka akan mempermudah bila saatnya anak itu kembali ke keluarga kelahiran mereka.
The restoration process is going to be pretty much easier because the child would settle pretty much easily because, for example, they are used to the language, they are used to the food, they are used to the tradition, to the culture.
Samah dan suaminya mengasuh 6 orang anak. Mereka berasal dari latar belakang yang berbeda, namun semuanya adalah penganut agama Islam.
I guess it just makes it easier to just live life and just go along with our daily activities the way we usually would. So whether it be, you know, halal food or attending the mosque, you know, we don't really have to get out of our way to kind of provide something different for the children.
Ia mengaku bahwa menjadi pengasuh bisa menjadi tantangan besar dan membutuhkan banyak kesabaran. Namun ia mengaku tidak ada yang lebih memuaskan daripada mengasuh anak dibandingkan dengan yang lain.
Overall, I would say it is extremely rewarding for both the foster carer and, you know, the child. People will always come and tell me, you know, you're so good, you know, for taking these children in. But I always tell them I actually feel like they have given me equally as I have given them.
Anda bisa mengubah kehidupan seorang anak menjadi yang terbaik dengan menjadi pengasuh mereka. Dan jika Anda belum siap untuk berkomitmen untuk memulai dalam beberapa minggu atau beberapa bulan, agen-agen pendukung itu dapat menemukan pilihan terbaik untuk Anda.